Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
When it comes to health, there are a lot of myths. Put on your coat or you'll catch a cold. Cracking your knuckles causes arthritis. Caffeine stunts your growth. But none of them are true, and it turns out a lot of conventional medical wisdom isn't right either. In fact, there are at least 400 common medical practices that are completely contradicted by published peer-reviewed scientific studies. New York Times science reporter Gina Colata writes about these in her recent article, 10 Findings That Contradict Medical Wisdom, Doctors Take Note. She joins us now. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's so good to be back on the show.
And tell us, first of all, there are actually studies that show that the studies, the previous studies, are not true.
Right. What these researchers did is they said, well, you know, when we train in medicine, we read all these textbooks, and everything seems to fall in place in a very logical way. Like, for example, people who eat a lot of fish seem to have fewer heart attacks, and fish oil seems to have antioxidants. So therefore, everything is falling into place beautifully. So they publish a study saying fish oil has got to be protective against heart disease. And then somebody says, well, let's do a study and we'll give people fish oil or not fish oil and see what happens. And guess what? It doesn't make a difference if you give the typical supplement.
This was so painful to read that, you know, and as you said, it does make sense because fatty fish has omega-3 fatty acids. Supplements of omega-3, lower levels of triglycerides, high levels of triglycerides are linked to increased risk of heart disease. Therefore, if you take the supplements, you should have less risk of heart disease, but no.
Well, you know, that's what really instigated this study. The researchers said, well, there's all these blind alleys and missteps in medicine. And you think everything seems to be logical progression, and here is the answer. But then sometimes things that seem totally logical really aren't true anyway. Yeah. And there's millions of examples. People started writing to me saying, why didn't you include this? Why didn't you include that? And I said, you know what? I was writing about a paper that was published in a journal called eLife. And what they did was they took three major medical journals, took several years of their publications and said, we're going to look for clinical trials where people were randomly assigned to one thing or another that contradicted conventional medical wisdom. So they didn't take the whole universe. And yes, there are a lot of other things that were not in there. But that just sort of shows once again all these things that fooled people for so many years. I mean, I still remember the beta carotene study years ago. Everything worked, even in animals, are protective against cancer. Everything was perfect. And then they did a clinical trial in people who were smokers at high risk of lung cancer. Guess what? Those who took beta carotene had more lung cancer. They stopped the trial.
It's so disheartening. Well, here's some more. Ginkgo biloba does not protect against memory loss and dementia, despite $249 million in sales of those supplements. So ginkgo biloba, no protection against memory loss. It was always thought that if teenage girls were forced to carry around a lifelike doll, they would not get pregnant because they would understand the responsibility. Actually, the girls carrying around the dolls had more pregnancies.
I fell for that one. You know, I thought that made so much sense, right? When you read about these girls carrying around the dolls, you think, okay, now you get it. If you ever had a baby, you know what it's like. But no, now they want babies. It was too much.
So, oops, that one didn't work. Step counters and calorie trackers don't help you lose weight. I'm taking mine off immediately. In fact, the people who, you know, wear the Fitbits and such, they actually lost less weight than those who just followed good advice.
They probably felt so virtuous that they thought they could then eat the next thing.
Well, that's, you know, we're reading currently in the paper that, you know, more exercise might actually make people eat more. They psychologically feel like, well, I'm exercising more so I can eat more, and then they don't lose any weight. If a pregnant woman's water breaks prematurely, the thinking was that baby has to be delivered immediately. And you see it all the time in the, you know, movies. There's the shot of the woman's feet. There's the water. Rush her to the hospital. Right. Deliver the baby. But the baby does not have to be delivered immediately.
That was so surprising because you would think, okay, now the sterile environment is breached, right? The baby's going to get an infection. No. Now, that doesn't apply, apparently, if you are really at your term. Mm. You know, it's really, it's due, it's time. You don't say, well, let's just wait a few more weeks. But if you're like, you know, a week or 2 weeks ahead of term, you can wait. Yeah. And it's better for the baby.
Newborns left to gestate are healthier, so leave them there to keep growing. They have a lower risk of death, fewer respiratory distresses than those who are rushed into the world in delivery.
Right.
Here's one that actually the Times began reporting on this very early on. It's about torn meniscus. And I remember when the first Times report came out saying that the thinking was, if you have a torn meniscus, get it fixed. But the Times reported, based on a lot of research at that time, and this was a few years ago, no, especially after a certain age. And I guess this is one of the conclusions. Torn knee meniscus, try physical therapy first, surgery later.
Well, you know, it always seems like surgery should be a last resort on some of these things. I mean, surgery is so drastic. And surgery, if you actually remove part of the meniscus, that causes arthritis later. Actually, not that much later. So, you know, it's kind of scary. I like the physical therapy idea.
Well, where were you when I had my meniscus surgery? A little late for some of us. To protect against asthma attacks, it was thought you have to keep your house dust-free, no mites, mice, cockroaches. But?
Well, they had this thing called integrated pest management. Mostly supposed to get rid of mice. Now, you want to get rid of mice anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, who wants mice running around your house? But people who had this special program that was supposed to really clean your house, they had just as much asthma as people who didn't have it. And I guess, you know, asthma, like everything else, is so much more complicated than we think.
Emergency rooms. This one was so disturbing given the opioid crisis. To treat emergency room patients in acute pain, a single dose of oral opioids is no better than aspirin and ibuprofen.
The only problem with that is that I found out later that that study was criticized because they said, well, the opioid dose wasn't high enough and the ibuprofen dose was really high. So maybe there is an argument about the doses. But on the other hand, if these are standard doses, then why do you want to give somebody an opioid?
Right.
I mean, really.
When you don't have to, and an ibuprofen will do just as well. Peanut allergies, they occur whether or not a child is exposed to peanuts before age 3. What thinking is that upsetting?
Well, people used to think that while the child's immune system is developing, if they're exposed to peanuts and they have a tendency to get a peanut allergy, then they're set for life. They're allergic to peanuts. Now it turns out that not only is that not true, but there's some clinical trials with, it's been essentially like peanut dust, and you sort of take it in a capsule, mm-hmm. and you give it to kids when they're really young, and they say that prevents the allergies. It doesn't cause them to give them peanuts.
Well, and as it turns out, children exposed to peanuts before they're even 1 year old have no greater risk of peanut allergies. One last one, testosterone treatment does not help older men retain their memory. You know, you say that, Gina Colada, that you heard from a lot of people saying, but there's this one, this one, this one. There's so many more. And hopefully you'll do another column. But were there also people just really resisting?
Mostly I had people saying it's about time and people believe all sorts of stuff. But then again, the people that write to me may not be the general public. I had some people saying, you are a total idiot, and here's this fake news, and blah, blah, blah. And then I would always say, and they thought I made things up, and I said, you know, I always politely respond. I'll say, I'm so sorry you feel that way. I did link to the original study, and you might want to take a look at what it said, and you may not disagree when you see the actual paper that reported on the papers that contradicted the conventional wisdom. But mostly people were, oh, well, good. I'm so glad you wrote that.
And I just spent a good deal of time, you know, throwing out fish oil supplements. by the way, does that mean that fish itself isn't protective against heart disease?
You know, the whole diet thing is so hard to know what's true and what's not true. So people keep saying, well, people who eat fish, it's really good for you, and it probably is really good for you. But there's so many differences between people who eat fish and people who don't. There's differences between people who take a pill, even a sugar pill, every day and people who don't. I remember that came up with the Women's Health Initiative, where they were asking do these hormones at menopause, estrogen and progestin, protect against heart disease and death? And every study seemed to say, look at this, the women who are taking Prempro, that was the drug, they live longer, they're healthier, everything is better, their memories are better, everything. So therefore, if we look at these big studies of populations, Prempro is really protective. And then they did a clinical trial, and it was not exactly protective. In fact, for some conditions, it was worse than taking a placebo. So the National Women's Health Network got up at an FDA meeting and said, well, what we learned is that anybody who takes anything every day, like a sugar pill, anything, they're generally a healthier person than someone who doesn't because they care enough to actually do it every single day. So it could be, you know, the people who eat fish once a week, they just care enough to eat fish once a week, and they're just going to be healthier. So it's really hard with diets to know.
That's amazing. New York Times reporter Gina Colata will link you to her article, 10 Findings That Contradict Medical Wisdom, Take Note, at hearnow.org. Gina, thanks as always.
Thank you. It was really a pleasure talking to you. Thanks again.